I discovered Salinger, not as many people do, through Catcher in the Rye, handed to me by a friend in high school, but from a beat-up paperback copy of the 9 stories I found in the living room bookshelves. It was next to John Irving on one side and the electric Kool-Aid acid test on the other, and I can remember it as clearly as yesterday. I was 10 years old, lying on my bed one sunny Saturday morning, reading about Seymour Glass on his honeymoon. By the time he committed suicide at the end of the first story, I was hooked and nothing would be the same. The symbolism of the Glass family, Seymour Glass, gripped me. And my fascination with the multitude of not only layers but angles of meaning in the pieces, the interactions, the choosing of modifying adjectives for each character and their responses was enthralling. I became obsessed with the Glass family and tore through the 9 stories twice that day. My parents had dinner that evening with Seymour, Teddy, and a host of Glass family relatives, and lots of questions about the Uncle Wiggily stories. A segment of children's literature I had missed but needed background info about to understand one of the stories titled Uncle Wiggily in Connecticut. Daddy found an old hardcover copy of Franny and Zooey downtown at Mr. Daughtry's for me, and later that week I read it twice before Sunday. The brilliance of the Glass family. Salinger's portrayal of a family, not in a linear saga format, but really through a kaleidoscope. We meet in various ways at different times the generations of the Glasses, all spinning around Seymour, the oldest brother. Composed of the 9 stories, Franny and Zooey, Seymour an Introduction, and Raise High the Roof Beam Carpenters, the ever-shifting, ever-evolving perception of this family swings into view, only to sway just out of reach. The writing is superb and, in my opinion, far exceeds anything set forth by Catcher in the Rye. Though Catcher embodies teenage angst and disappointment in Holden Caulfield, a young man caught quite specifically by time and class, Caulfield's voice in Catcher still seems to speak universally to the discontent, or is it disconnect, of adolescence. But the Seymour Glass pieces of the 9 stories and their intended novels are a portrait of a family that manages to capture that elusive idea that none of us stay who we think we are. Maybe it never achieved the popularity of Catcher because Caulfield's position of angered victim is a much more comfortable self-view for many people than the confused, curious, blundering through life of the Glass family that is probably more accurate for most of us, at least as we age and develop some perception and self-honesty. But that's exactly what Salinger shows us through the Glasses. I've come back to them many times in my life when I've needed to be reminded that unlike the perfect saga presented in most stories, family and people are not linear. We are a kaleidoscope of ever-shifting emotions and perceptions. The Glasses are grappling with a suicide, but more than that, they're confronting and avoiding themselves. Having watched several close friends and their families through this most terrible of tragic losses, I'm stunned at the moments of clarity that Salinger depicts in the Foggy Glass family. On a sunny spring morning, while chatting with Daddy recently, I pulled the same copy of the 9 stories off the living room bookshelf and confirmed yet again that it was indeed a great day for banana fish.